Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Round Top organizing my calendar about what to see and where to go here in the Catskills and Hudson Valley over the next few months. For the past 20 years or so, I've driven countless miles on back roads, biked around my own neighborhood, and walked on the main streets of probably every town around. Nonetheless, I'm constantly discovering new places to visit, and for that I rely on others, especially all the invaluable local publications that cover our region. In a previous life, I probably wish I could have been a journalist or an editor. I have nothing but total admiration for the people who do these jobs. I love to read, and I'm often asked about what I read, so I decided to share some of my own selections and my own recommendations for great local resources, from magazines, online publications, newspapers, and newsletters. First, I always read the Times Union, the daily newspaper serving the Capital Region. It's been around for a really long time. First published in 1856 as the Morning Times, it changed its name to the Times Union in 1891. And about a year ago, it added a new Hudson Valley section, which I'm really enjoying as it publishes feature-length articles about trends and businesses here in the region, while also highlighting a weekly list of events happening, many being kid and family-friendly, and many are also free. One of my favorite newsletters comes from the paper's food writer, Steve Barnes. It's called Table Hopping and covers where to eat and drink in the area. He also interviews chefs and restaurant owners and keeps tabs on what's opening or sadly closing in this particular industry. Next, I've always relied on Chronogram for my arts and culture information, but it offers so much more. Founded in the 1990s and based in Kingston, Chronogram is a standalone, large-scale, beautifully designed and printed magazine that's distributed in all sorts of places. You can pick it up everywhere from a coffee shop to a bookstore, but it also has an incredibly thorough website. Subscribe to Chronogram's free newsletter and get loads of local tips for film festivals, musical performances, gallery shows, poetry readings, and local shopping right into your inbox. Chronogram also leads the publishing group that features Rural Intelligence. Founded in 2008 by two former editors and reporters coming from the New York Times and New York Magazine, Rural Intelligence is the only online publication dedicated to covering the Berkshires, as well as Columbia and Dutchess County and northern counties in Connecticut. This is the way to go for planning a little excursion to the Berkshires, or if you're an armchair traveler and just want to indulge in real estate listings. Rural Intelligence actually just did a great roundup of what to do and where to go in Great Barrington, and I'm definitely using that list to plan my trip. For more hard-hitting reporting and deeper investigative analysis about important issues that affect our daily lives, whether it's regarding the environment, climate change, politics, education, healthcare, housing, and social justice, this is when I turn to the river. Launched just a few years ago, this independent news outlet also comes from the editorial team at Chronogram. I found the river's consistent and deep-diving reporting on the COVID pandemic and how it was, and still is, affecting our region of upstate New York to be quite remarkable. Another favorite is Hudson Valley Magazine, which I've been reading for the past three decades. Originally founded in the early 1970s and currently based in Poughkeepsie, this monthly magazine is known for its lifestyle features, articles delving into the history of specific places and notable figures, and of course, lots of listings for restaurants, bars, breweries, and loads of recreation. Its editorial coverage spans everywhere from the capital region all the way to southern counties like Westchester and Putnam. I also like to read Edible Hudson Valley to learn even more about chefs, farms, farmers markets, bakers, ice cream makers, anything and everything around food. Then, for some truly inspiring nature photography, I look at Adirondack life. It's been around since the late 1960s, and here's where you can really learn about Adirondack's history, its wildlife, and the unique culture of this particular and spectacular region. The magazine covers New York's 6 million acre Adirondack Park, which offers more wild country than Yellowstone, Yosemite, and Glacier National Parks combined. Over the years, such luminaries as the environmentalist Bill McKibben and novelists Russell Banks and Andrea Barrett have written for the magazine. And finally, I was recently given a pocket-sized Hudson Valley guidebook published late last year by Wildsim. For the past decade, Wildsim has put out these regional travel guides that are packed with loads of insider's info about where to go, where to eat, where to stay, where to shop. Its new Hudson Valley guide is a must-have whether you are new to the area or even if you think you've been everywhere already. A really sweet part of this little Hudson Valley book is an essay by the legendary food editor and writer Ruth Reichel. She stumbled into her career as a food writer and restaurant critic on the West Coast in the 1970s, eventually working at the Los Angeles Times for about a decade. She then came back to her native New York in the early 1990s, where she was the restaurant critic at the New York Times and later the editor-in-chief at Gourmet Magazine. I've read all of her books, from her many memoirs covering different parts of her life, all centered around food, to her cookbooks, of course. She now lives in the Hudson Valley. Here's just a few paragraphs from her essay, My Jane Austen Life, from the Wildsim book. Want to write me a letter? If you simply address it to Ruth, Spencertown, New York, I'll probably get it. When I walk into the quaint little post office in our town, the postmistress will hand it over saying, this came for you. Then Kate will rewrap the package I'm mailing, I never do it well enough to suit her, while filling me in on the latest news about the softball team. That's what I love about living here. Some mornings I wake up, stare at the mists rising off the mountains, and try to figure out how I wandered into this Jane Austen life. For a person raised in the studied anonymity of a Manhattan apartment building, my parents lived next door to the same couple for 40 years without ever knowing their names, it is comforting to be part of a community where privacy is impossible. We even have what amounts to a local squire. The artist Ellsworth Kelly lived in our little hamlet for a large part of his life, and though he's no longer with us, his husband Jack Shear continues to support every local cause. They built us a fire station, renovated town hall, and maintained conservancy trails. At Christmas, Jack even goes around town handing out champagne. And yes, we all watch his comings and goings with the kind of avid curiosity so often found in Austen books, and so rarely in American cities. I know a lot about neighbors I have never met, and they know a lot about me. A couple years ago, I stupidly lit a fire without opening the vent in the fireplace. 5 minutes later, I was doing my best to evict the billows of smoke that filled the house when the fire chief showed up. I know your husband is away, said this man I'd never met before, and when the alarm went off, I thought I'd better stop in and make sure you were all right. When we moved here 30 years ago, I had no idea it would be like this. But not a week had passed before a neighbor phoned to say he was certain we had old friends in common. You don't know me, he began, but the postmistress told me about you. Why don't you come over for dinner? I love Ruth's story about living in Spencertown. It's on the other side of the river. Here at my tiny post office in Round Top, my postmistress Karen knows everyone on a first-name basis. And it's true, I go there for my daily dose of local gossip, but it's also a place where I can get a good idea about what's going on around town. Even though I scour and devour all the local newspapers and magazines, sometimes I find out about the best stuff on the post office bulletin board. Whether it's a fried chicken dinner fundraiser at the fire station, a pancake breakfast at a local church, or a book sale at the Cairo Library. The bulletin board at the Round Top post office is jam-packed with flyers and business card, and it tells its own story. So if you're listening in Round Top, I'll probably run into you at the post office. Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram, at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.